This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So they are saying ceasefire now, or they were saying ceasefire now in the United States Capitol building. But I got to ask you folks, can you have a ceasefire now? Why would you have a ceasefire now? Obviously, nobody wants to have war. Nobody wants to see war continue. But what after what Hamas did, is it time for the ceasefire, or can Israel go in and defend itself? Because there's another dynamic at work here as well, folks, and that is Hamas is not interested in a ceasefire. They didn't do this in order to achieve a ceasefire. They did this because they want to destroy Israel. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome, of course, as we go into this live Thursday morning edition of the program. And, of course, we're broadcasting on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. Sort of my adopted long-distance home away from home, by the way. And, of course, we're broadcasting by way of Southern California this morning to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And we're up on the satellite with GCN Network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. If you'd like to listen to the program on a live stream, wherever you are, wherever you're going, and you're not hearing us in your area on radio, and you want to listen on a live stream, for example, on your cell phone, your computer, what have you, simply go on over to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com. You can pick up the program there. Now, to everybody who's working in the overnights across America, we want to give you a special shout-out as well. And, you know, if whatever you're doing, if you're driving a big rig, if you're traveling across the country, if you're working a shift, if you are with law enforcement, or if you're a first responder, we just want to say a special good morning, a special hello to you, because everybody out there, you're keeping America rolling, and that's exactly what we need to do these days. And, of course, we're really excited because, and I appreciate everybody's patience here over the last few days. We got a few things set behind the scenes. Able to produce the program a little bit more streamlined and to take advantage of some of the technology that we have available now and so forth. So we're really, really just very excited about what the future holds here. And as I was saying in the first hour, and I just want to repeat it right now, and that is a lot of people don't know how many people go into producing a radio show like this. And if it wasn't for those people who just were backing me up this week and making sure that I knew what I had to do and how to do it on the technical side and so forth and getting everything squared away, we just wouldn't be talking right now. So it's just that simple. A lot of people behind the scenes doing what they do best, their area of expertise. I just really marvel at that. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody for that. Everybody at AM 860, Joe Weaver, and of course, everybody up at GCN. Very, very helpful indeed. Okay, all week long we've been waiting for our new telephone lines to arrive and so forth. So this morning, if you'd like to give us a telephone call, we encourage you to do that. You can do that at 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, my podcast website. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll see it here during the broadcast. We'll be able to comment on it. And we've been getting a lot of great messages, by the way. And as I've been saying, saying. I want to respond to them. And now that I'm going to, things are settling down a little bit behind the scenes, I think I may be able to actually accomplish that. So hang in there. And again, we really, really appreciate it. Typically, we don't take this long in the introduction part of the program, but I did want to say those kind words to everybody who's helping out with the program and for everybody who's sending in messages, responding, and so forth. It really does mean the world, and we're glad, very, very glad to be here, because this program, folks, this program is really unique. It really is. We're talking about things that nobody else is talking about in the overnights. Right? We're hitting on stories. We got great regular contributors to the program, and we have you and your telephone calls, and I really do think that that we're heading in the right direction here. So once again, thanks to everybody. Let's listen in to the U.S. Capitol, what it sounded like earlier, and I believe we have that right here. Yeah. So there it was. Ceasefire now. Ceasefire now. This is what it sounded like at the U.S. Capitol. I don't know. Was everybody arrested? I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what happened after that. Because the last time, well, some people obviously were arrested. But did it look like these people were going to take over the world? I'm not exactly sure. This from Fox News. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators swarmed into the Cannon Rotunda on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday with hundreds of protesters demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Footage from inside the Cannon Office building showed a large group chanting ceasefire now, which we just heard, and calling for Congress to demand the fighting stop in Israel. The protesters were spotted wearing black T-shirts reading, "Jews say ceasefire now." That's the quote. The group Jewish Voice for Peace said in a post on X, formerly Twitter, that over 350 demonstrators, including two dozen rabbis, were inside the large rotunda while thousands of others protested outside. U.S. Capitol Police said demonstrations are not allowed inside congressional buildings, and worked to clear the crowd. In an X post, the Capitol Police warned the protesters to stop demonstrating, and when they did not comply, we began arresting them. So, well, at least that's good, because obviously it can't be completely disrupted. But, again, the ceasefire would only be being called for because Hamas attacked and slaughtered and murdered and beheaded. What is Israel to do? They have to stop Hamas. Nobody wants war, but you have to stop Hamas. It's the side. You have to pick the right side in this whole thing. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We got a little Bob Seger bringing us back in to the program. A song called "Her Strut," I believe. It's got a pretty cool beginning there. And again, Bob Seger, legendary in his own right, no doubt about that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Great to be with you this morning, of course, as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours. This is the place for news and politics. Overnight in America, taking your telephone calls at 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We don't have the number on the site yet, but that's going to all get taken care of, I'm sure, on Thursday. Well, it is Thursday, but later today, Thursday. We want to be able to let you know you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll see that message as well. So it's a different way that you can interact with us here on the program. And then also check me out on the social media links there, especially Facebook and also X, formerly Twitter. And we'll be able to connect. All right. So again, this demonstration in the Capitol is quite interesting. But of course, obviously, as I said, right, just going out to break, I think it bears repeating. There wouldn't have to be a ceasefire if there wasn't a war started by Hamas. It's just that simple. And it just seems like they're missing this whole thing. And yes, you know, blessed are the peacemakers. That's a central tenet, right, of the Christian faith, for one thing. Blessed are the peacemakers. At the same time, though, you have to be able to defend yourself. You have to be able to stand up to a group that actually wants to destroy Israel. And I know we've been talking about Israel a lot because of these events. And these are major world events, by the way. And these events are going to change how things go on planet Earth. There's just no doubt about that. And And it's definitely going to mean that this presidential election is definitely going to be changed in a great way. We don't know. In other words, we can't predict now a month from now what could be happening. Certainly 6 months from now. How about almost a year from now? What's going to happen if the world keeps catching on fire? And I'm not being negative, okay? That's not what I'm doing. I'm not trying to be negative on this. I'm simply saying that no matter what, and we were kind of going along there for a while, and we kind of understood, and then Joe Biden's the president, and what's the economy like, what's happening there, where are we going to go with this, and here's how the campaign can kind of take shape. You know, it's kind of back to 1992. It's the economy stupid. That was, James Carville, who said that very famous term back in 92. But everything changed virtually overnight, even just right after the GOP debate, of all things. And here you go. World is different. World's on fire. I believe we have a caller hanging on the line. Let's listen. Let's say good morning to our first caller. Good morning, caller. Where are you calling from? And I don't believe we're hearing the caller. I think the caller dropped off, as a matter of fact. But that's okay. We're still working out a couple of kinks here. So feel free to call back. 949-629-3212. 949-629-3212. And also, again, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. And you can also let us know what you're thinking about that way as well. Well, talking about the divisions, talking about the idea of, you know, just not getting along. This from Washington Examiner. Democrats now want the U.S. to split into blue states and red states. It starts out like this. Liberals laughed when conservatives, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia. And by the way, good morning to everybody listening on AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia. When Marjorie Taylor Greene called for dividing the United States into red and blue states because of national disunity and partisanship. But they're not laughing now, that is the liberals. In fact, about a third of Democrats believe, a political break from conservative-leaning states is needed. In a notable survey of 2008 voters, that doesn't mean the voters in 2008, but it's literally 2008 voters, were conducted by the Center of Politics at the University of Virginia. 31% of Biden supporters want Democrat-controlled states to secede from the United States to form their own country. Among voters who back former President Donald Trump, 41% support secession. What's more, large groups of both think it's time to end democracy. Okay, that's all, folks. Thank you. Good night. Oh, my gosh. Well, and of course, we know that a pure democracy can result, obviously, in a tyranny of the majority, right? A pure democracy in that sense. But this is why the founding fathers put together our constitutional republic. This is, number one, why we have the Electoral College, for example, so that you can't have a large group of voters of whatever ilk that want to dominate over everybody else because in your particular state you don't have as large a population as some other states and so forth. This is why you have the Electoral College and everybody can get a say and you have to be able to campaign and actually win votes in all the states, essentially. Yes, I know the strategies of you get this, this, and this, and you're over the top. I get it. But what I'm saying is that the Founding Fathers actually put together a pretty good system that means that people can't so easily be disenfranchised. And I think that's a very important thing. So, large groups of both think it's time to end democracy. Oh, good. Oh, great. Disturbingly, nearly one-third, 31% of Trump supporters and about a quarter, 24% of Biden supporters, at least somewhat agree that democracy is no longer a viable system and the country should explore alternative forms of government to ensure stability and progress, said analysts from the center. Backing up reasons for secession, the analysts found that Americans generally are becoming more politically divided. An inauguration promise made by President Joe Biden to unite the country. Well, he did say he was going to be president of everybody, did say he was going to unite everything, and got in day one and started dividing everybody as fast as possible. And we just know that. We've seen it. We've lived it at this point. But the idea of secession, of course, I mean, I'd be remiss in saying this, or without saying this, that's been tried before, right? That's actually tried to happen before. We had the Civil War, the war between the states, it was known at the time as well. And I don't know that is really the answer. You start talking about, you can just look at a microcosm even of my state of California. In my state of California, a lot of people will say that it's just ungovernable because you have Northern, Central, and Southern California. It's very disparate. The needs of Southern California are vastly different than the needs of Northern California and the needs in the Central Valley. It's beautiful to go to the Central Valley, by the way. And so a lot of people think, well, it needs to become Northern and Southern California because it's just ungovernable. Well, and there's a lot of credence to that, I think, in terms of where you hit these political stumbling blocks, where you hit the impasses and so forth. But in terms of the United States itself, I just don't think that it needs to be broken up, only because I think that weakens the United States as a whole. Obviously, what's happening around the world right now is designed to break things up. The fact that these divisions are becoming so prominent, and it's not. And by the way, the reason I'm saying this is because when you get down, not at the 10,000 foot level, but at the 1 foot level. And you know people in your community, and you know your neighbors, and you know your friends, and so forth. People generally are not chomping at the bit to try to destroy you, right? But these larger movements and these political agitators, for lack of a better term, you know, they have a cottage industry of this to a great degree. So there's more, and it sounds cliche, but there's more that unites us than actually does divide us. But it's the making of the argument, and it's the changing of minds, and it's the getting the message out, which is so important. And that's one of the things we're doing here on this program. We're getting the message out about the wonder and the amazing thing that is America, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Lots more to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation, despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut.
On Wednesday afternoon, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Protesters are demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. Capitol Police made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings. The House of Representatives is still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure his 217 votes needed to attain the highest position in the chamber during a second vote earlier today.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199. A speaker has not been elected.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. I'll tell you that much. That was, my friends, that was the first reaction, if you might remember, Nancy Pelosi saying that, no, President Biden, he can't forgive a student debt, loan debt. You can't do that. He can postpone. He can do this. So I appreciate that funny clip only because it just kind of gets us going. And it helps us to remember as well that this, you know, the president and the Democrat administration are more than happy to tell you anything in order to make you think, okay, oh, good. Well, they're going to stop this. They are going to make this better. They are going to forgive this debt. And these Republicans, they're never going to do that. I'm never going to vote for a Republican because they make us pay back the student loans and this kind of thing. But the thing is, my friends, at that time, the Democrats and Joe Biden and the White House folk and everything, they all knew that they couldn't do that. Nancy Pelosi came out and said so. And that was her first reaction. She kind of changed her tune later on, but that was their first reaction. But they do this knowing that, well, we'll kind of start doing it, and then you'll, the Republicans will squawk, and it'll look really bad on the news for them because it looks like they don't care about people who have the student loans. And then eventually the court will say, you can't do that. But the election will already have come and gone. The election will be already done. And just that way, and then later on we'll come back and we'll say, well, then we'll try it again. Now we're going to try it again. We'll find a different way to do this. Oh, good. Well, finally, now they're finally forgiving the student loan debt. I hate these Republicans because they will never do that for me, and so I will just vote Democrat. And then it comes along again. So, well, it turns out we couldn't do that. We just couldn't do that for you. We're sorry, but honestly, we're going to find another way to do it. Right? It's the same thing. It's the same thing all the time. All the time. All right. Well, again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Don't forget, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com. You can send me a direct message. We've also got our listener line open tonight, 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. And we may be having to work a couple of kinks out here, but we're doing our best, and we hope to be able to take your telephone call here. There was one other thing I wanted to find here. Yes, this also from Washington Examiner. And by the way, we're coming up on our Trucker Highway and Byway report in the next segment, and then right before the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, and we'll be talking with her throughout the majority of hour number three, and then Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, comes on, and then after that, we'll be talking with U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and getting his insights on what's happening, of course, not only in the world of politics, but what's happening in the world of war, obviously, over in Israel. Members of the House Progressive Squad have not backed down from blaming Israel for a deadly strike on a Christian hospital in Gaza, even after President Joe Biden and other U.S. officials affirmed evidence that the explosion was caused by a misfired rocket from Hamas. At least according to the article from Hamas, but it may also be from another terror group. Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat out of Michigan, repeated her assertions at a protest at the Capitol on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. We continue to watch people say it's okay to bomb a hospital, she said. We are literally watching people commit genocide and killing a vast majority just like this, she said. The Israeli military, of course, has released audio of what it said was a call between Hamas officials that it claims is proof Israel was not to blame in the deadly bombing of a Gaza hospital. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson also posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, on Wednesday, quote, while we continue to collect information, our current assessment based on analysis of overhead imagery, intercepts, and open source information is that Israel is not responsible for the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. But, of course, is Tlaib going to continue to say this? And, again, it sort of goes back to my original point here at the top of the segment, and that is, well, you know, we'll just say that. Just keep saying it. And eventually, you know, it'll come out and this is going to be looked into. I mean, this is going to be microscoped like you wouldn't believe. Because, again, in and of itself, it is a terrible human tragedy that has occurred. People lost their lives. This is serious stuff. But it wasn't Israel, again, according to all these different indications. But, and I'm not just talking about Tlaib in specifically, but if your goal is to just sort of rip up Israel, if your goal is to just kind of rip up Israel, you just want to do that, well, then continue just saying the same thing. Because eventually it'll be shown that it wasn't really Israel that did this. But you'll be able to say, well, but we got everybody riled up, and I got up there, I got on the news, and this kind of thing. And I just think it's kind of pathetic, don't you think? It's just kind of pathetic the way the whole thing is going. And it's not very good at all. So, again, this is just a part and parcel of messaging. It's part and parcel of going out there and saying these kinds of things. And it just is more of the same. All right. This from Newsmax. It looks like the Biden administration is going to spend $3.5 billion to strengthen the electrical grid. Oh, boy, that sounds fun. The Biden administration Wednesday announced $3.5 billion for 58 projects across the country to strengthen electrical grid resilience – as extreme weather events such as the deadly Maui and California wildfires continue to strain the nation's aging transmission systems. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said it was the largest federal investment ever in grid infrastructure supporting projects that will harden electric systems and improve energy reliability and affordability. Really? The federal spending combined with money promised by private partners could result in up to $8 billion in investments nationally to update the grid, Granholm said. The grid, as it currently sits, is not equipped to handle all the new demand. Newsflash, we need a breaking news sound on the show that will simply be newsflash. It's like this is completely, this is a bolt out of the blue for Granholm. I guess the nation's power, the power grid is not equipped to handle all the new demand. Really? Well, I'm just absolutely surprised by that because if it wasn't, then why are they asking everybody to get an electric car and get rid of their gas stove and to also, just turn everything electric? Everything's going to be electric. And it's just electricity, and it's no problem. It is a problem because if you live where I live, for example, if you live in Southern California and the weather gets hot, well, everybody starts turning on their air conditioners. Everybody turns on their air conditioners, and then what happens? The electrical grid goes down, or you get brownouts, or blackouts, or rolling blackouts, or rolling brownouts, whatever they call it, right? And it can't handle it. That's because, in fact, you can go to the power company, right, Southern California Edison, and you can have them shut off your air conditioner, as I understand, when it gets too hot or you're drawing too much, there's too much energy demand, and they can remotely, evidently, turn off your air conditioner for a time so they can save energy, right? Well, but what if you're charging your car? What if you have to charge your car? What if charging your car is crucial because you have to go to work and this kind of thing? Well, the electrical grid just can't take it. Well, hopefully, I'm all for it if this helps the electrical grid. I'm all for it. But I have a feeling that this is just more stuff that they're saying, that it looks good, it sounds good, it's got a B behind it, it's billions of dollars, but is it going to make the difference, and is it going to, in other words, this doesn't sound like the plan to make sure that there is enough energy to do all the stuff that not only that people are demanding, but that government is mandating, right? That government is mandating. They're even states. We're going to not sell gas-powered engines anymore after such and such a year. Well, those are mandates. And if everybody plugs them in all at the same time, you know what's going to happen? It's like when you find that you plug in the hair dryer and somebody else has read too many things. It goes poof. It's off. The lights go out. It's not good. All right. Folks, stay right there. Trucker Highway and Byway Report coming up right after this.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, as with anything, sometimes having to do with some technology, we have a couple of little kinks we're working out this morning, but it's on our end here, not on yours, and we do appreciate everybody out there this morning who's listening to the program and who are going over to KyleWarrenShow.com, by the way, and sending me a direct message. We sure appreciate that. And also, of course, we have our second highway and byway report for our truckers, our travelers, our adventurers out there. Maybe we'll add that now, our adventurers out there. Going across the country, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad, very, very glad indeed that you're spending some time with us here on the program this morning. And don't forget, of course, Kyle Warren here, Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to talk about. We'll be talking about with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook here in just another few minutes. And I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say about what's currently happening there in Israel. You know, yesterday morning, as we were talking with Denise, that was exactly the time when President Biden was landing in Tel Aviv, and we were able to bring it to you live and give you some descriptions and insights and so forth of what was happening at that time. That's one of the best parts about this program, because it's live overnight in America, and when things happen around the world, we're usually the first ones to bring it to you. So stick with us, folks, and let's start this this Trucker Highway and Byway report with what I think is a great song, a great band, and they're not all with us at this point now. Some have passed on, but boy, what they left behind. Here we go. It's the traveling Rillaberries. Handle with care.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I'm being shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable. Situation's terrible. But baby, you're a joker. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Rillaberries, folks. I just had to let that play until they got back around to Roy Orbison. Just his voice, the tone of it, everybody in that band. Of course, you had the late Tom Petty. You've got the late Roy Orbison. Of course, George Harrison, absolutely just phenomenal. And Jeff Lynne, by the way, from ELO, was in the Traveling Wilburys as well. Here's the one. I'll say this because I want to get right to the weather. But the thing about the Traveling Wilburys is it's really hard to have supergroups. It's supergroups don't always work out really, really well. The Traveling Wilburys, I think, is the one example, or at least the prime example, of supergroups that actually sounded great. Everybody sort of played in their own space, and they didn't have this sort of weird competition going on. They just made great records, and I was just absolutely enthralled by them. All right, so handle with care. Traveling Wilburys this morning as you travel across the highways and byways and as we travel across your radio dial. Heat advisory continues in Southern California. This is going to be up even north of Los Angeles, Santa Clarita, if you're in that area. And over in Riverside, down towards Temecula and all the way down through San Diego, all the way down to the border with Mexico. This is really going to stick in the most western part of Southern California. But for our friends up in North Dakota this morning, eastern North Dakota and western northern Minnesota, you have a possibility of lots of fog developing and staying there through the morning. Of course, we were taking a look at some of the precipitation last hour. Not a lot of that has changed, mostly throughout the entire part of northern Michigan, and now going up, of course, into the UP, sort of making a curve all over through the lake and then down back into the UP again. But if you're in Marquette, Michigan, right now, you don't have any rain, but that could be coming your way eventually. But going down through Michigan, this is mostly in western Michigan, down through Grand Rapids, Big Rapids, Kalamazoo, and then down into Indiana, South Bend, Indiana. It's going to stick west right now of Indianapolis. Head on down through the area of Vincennes, and then as you're heading into Missouri, Poplar Bluff, and then south into Arkansas, so be aware of that. And then also, if you're near Davenport, Iowa, you've got that, you've got rain happening there as well, and that would be I-80. So do be careful out there this morning as you're traveling across the highways and byways of the land. All right. Well, without further ado, let's bring on our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello and good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I tell you, it's been a day today, and I've been waiting to talk with you. Because, first of all, you know, you still got people trying to get mileage out of this idea that it was Israel that blew up the hospital.
Well, that tells you what kind of a social media communications network that the Palestinians have globally. You know, for years and years and years, there has been this disinformation campaign that has grown that nobody's really done anything about. And I would argue that one of the big places that it's effective is with, as Jesse Waters calls it, the Hamas caucus in the House of Representatives.
That's actually pretty funny. The Hamas caucus, yes. Well,
yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, but why go? I mean, it's obviously disinformation. It's obviously meant to just try to continue to stir up this notion that Israel's committing atrocities, but they try so hard to make sure that they're not creating atrocities.
Well, and you know, I would also argue that. Can you hear my dog?
Maybe just a little bit. Is it the puppy?
Yes, and he decides he wanted to chew on a Gatorade bottle.
Well, that's what puppies will do, and you know, they love to do that stuff. And who? And I'll just put this out there: who doesn't love puppies? So I don't think anybody that's not making a problem this morning at all. Everybody loves puppies.
But you know, another thing that really kind of disturbed me here was this whole visit that Biden made to Israel. You know, we had all of these Arab leaders that canceled meetings with him, which I think was done on purpose. I think they timed it to not meet with him, to show how they can snub him, which I really don't like. Not that he didn't necessarily deserve it, but anyway. Because we are seeing what is going on in Lebanon, and that's supposed to open the second front here with Israel, you know, he's going to talk to Jordan, he's going to talk to Egypt, he's going to talk to the Palestinian Authority. But he didn't talk to the Saudis, but most of all, he hasn't picked up the phone and called anybody in Lebanon.
Indeed.
Isn't that fascinating?
Isn't it, though? All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hold on the line there just for a moment because we're heading to the top of the hour break, folks. You'll hear your top of the hour news, and we're back after that with more with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.